Okay, I am very honored to be part of this seminar because it's a great deal of experiences to be part of this seminar and to present my ideas in front of this high mediator and grateful people. So, as you say, my presentation is like my experiences as a university corridor student and from the beginning. My name is Johannes Isai, and the Theomir Beklein. I fled from for which of you don't know that the country Eritrea is located in Horn of Africa and Ethiopia here. So I fled my country in 2013 because of the political situation, and I came to Ethiopia. I joined the camp, the refugee camp in the region of Tigray, one of the many camps located in Ethiopia. The government of Ethiopia grants scholarship for refugees, so I joined one of the Ethiopian universities, which is Wella University, and I studied mechanical engineering there from 2013 to 2017, and I graduated in 2017. I want to share my experiences as a refugee. While I was in a refugee camp, the life is like, it is like life for survival. As you see in the picture, this is one of the refugee camps located in the region of Tigray, where I was living, and we were living like in camps, in isolated. There is no electricity and there is no internet. So it's life for living, not like for other lectures. So as a matter of fact, there are around 1 million refugees in Ethiopia. So there are a lot of number of refugees living in Ethiopia. So. But after getting the chance to study my degree in Ethiopia, that's one thing that I want to appreciate. The government of Ethiopia grants scholarship for refugees. But after that, after taking educated, there is no chance of getting a job because there are a lot of restrictions to get a job in Ethiopia as a refugee. Legally, it's not allowed to work for a PG in governmental places, but even for other places, there are so many restrictions to work as a refugee. So everybody who got this education in universities, after graduation, they return to camp and stay there. So they waste the knowledge they have been gathering and the potential they have by simply sitting in the refugee camps. But I have seen so many talented people, I have seen so many talented potential in those people who were living in the camp, but they cannot do anything because there is so much restriction which doesn't help them to provide for their community, for themselves and for the world also. So this was one of my tough experiences I faced during my study and after graduation. After graduation, I have also tried to apply for scholarship abroad because I have been graduated with honors from my university. But unlike my potential and my grades, I have everything, but I don't have the right thing. What are the right thing? So what are the main requirements a student who wants to pursue a master's degree needs to get a scholarship or to pursue a higher level education? So there is a financial issue. As a refugee, I don't have the financial capability. There are also bureaucratic and procedures which restricts refugees from getting into higher education level education. So The main thing, the main thing though, is travel or refugee travel document, or as you see in the picture, this is a travel document we get when we come here. There is a loophole problem in this point, because when we ask a refugee travel document, which is RTD, CTD, which is the Convention on Travel Document, this document, in order to get this, you need to have an acceptance letter from university. And universities and governments are not willing to give study visa with CTD. This is the first one. And even though, if they give you, they restrict, they will not give you this travel document in Ethiopia, even the refugee, the legal, the bureaucratic procedure restricts you from getting this document. So, but the main problem was to get this kind of visa, refugee, student visa, in this document is very, very difficult. So, even though we have the same potential, the same capability with other students, because we are refugees, we are denied the right to continue higher level education because of this kind of problem. So my experiences as a UNICAR student, after graduating, after 1 year in refugee camp, through this UNICAR project, I have applied and I became one of the winners of this project. And as you see, we arrived in Italy. It was a wonderful experience. There are pros and cons. There was a language challenge, integration, and academic background. But even though this kind of problems were faced, but I have seen so much potential and opportunities after I have arrived here, because as Andrea explained it, there are a lot of opportunities which are given to us through this project, which is legal entry to this country, scholarship and accommodation. And mainly I want to focus about the social integration, and we have Italian families which are assigned for each and every of us, me and my friends, which treats us like we are home. Just we are invited to their homes, and we get every kind of opportunities from the families. Like, we don't feel like we are refugees here. I think we feel like home, like he explains. I really like the way they design the project, and the way they accept us here in the community. And also, I want to stress that I want to give thanks to the local NGO support, because in every aspect of the bureaucratic requirements and everything, they will give us support, and we don't face many challenges on these kind of things. This make us focus on the main issue, which is the classes. And I have also got a lot of experience from meeting many people and being learning with diversity, meeting new people, and have also got international experiences, because I don't know, I'm living with other people, with Italians, people from many countries I have never even heard, and this is a very amazing experience. So finally, I want to answer the question why university project is important. As a matter of fact, there are 70.8 million individuals are forced worldwide because of persecution, conflict, violence, and human rights violations. And also, one in every 130 people around the world is an asylum seeker, international displaced, or refugee. And 84% of the refugees are hosted in developing countries. So this means all these people with the right potential, with the right capacity, but they are lacking to contribute to their family, to their community, and to the world because of they are refugees, because they are leaving the camp, because they are isolated and they don't have the right tools to contribute for other people and for themselves. So if we give these people the right tool, which is education, we can make them productive, and we can change the life of those people, and not only them, we can change the life of the community they are living. Those people can contribute to the community they are living. After graduating here, I'm going to work for the companies of Italia here, so I'm contributing for the society. So we can make them productive, and we can make them useful for the themselves, other than then for the community they are living, then the country, other. Finally, for the whole world, these people can change the world, and we are the one who can build the future. Thank you very much. This is my presentation.